This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Aaron Rodgers might not be heading to Pittsburgh, but it's looking more and more like if he's available, an Oregon Duck might be flapping his wings to Pittsburgh. As it currently stands, the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round hold the 21st overall selection. And Andrew Filippone, who works for our sister station, 93.7 The Fan, in Pittsburgh, says, source, Derek Harmon has emerged as the clear favorite to be the Steelers' first round pick. Quote, he's the total package. Art Rooney II has been very vocal about the Steelers addressing their D-line, something that did not happen in free agency. Stay tuned. Dude, if there is a more perfect fit in Pittsburgh than Derek Harmon at 21, I don't know what is, man. He would be,
It's a pretty good heir apparent to Cam Hayward.
He feels Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Just the style that he plays, big, physical. He is faster than he thinks. He's a lot like Cam Hayward right there.
No, I'm saying he's a great heir apparent to Cam Hayward. And kind of the same build, plays kind of the same style.
You can move him inside, outside. Mm-hmm. You could play him at a three technique, which is probably where you would want to play him in the National Football League. I feel like he'd be awesome there.
Yeah.
And he would open up, as Cam Hayward does, a lot of extra opportunities for T.J. Watt. Mm-hmm. Well, unless he's peacing out. But that is the only question, though, is that as more and more of the mocks start coming out, Derek Harmon may be a late teens type of guy.
It's like this draft, you know, we can call it what it is. It's a quote unquote down draft in the sense of the shiny, yeah, that guy's going to be an all pro.
Down on the top end.
Yeah.
But
there's a ton of depth. Particularly in the trenches.
Yep.
And particularly at D-tackle. It's one of the deeper D-tackle drafts we've had, in interior defensive lineman drafts we've had in a long time. Now, I'm not saying that Harmon can't be great. I'm just saying he's looked at as really good, not great.
I think his evaluations have come back really damn good.
Oh, yeah, no.
And the only thing is that people don't recognize, because he was second team all Big Ten,
mm-hmm.
because Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham were holdover first team all conference guys, and they were the guys that got the first team all conference nods.
And then you look at the Ohio State defensive line that has the show and panache of the Ohio State run.
Yeah, and those guys, look, none of those guys are getting first round grades.
No, but as I'm saying, I think that's probably why Harmon was overlooked. But I mean, if you're talking hand and glove fits, it makes sense. Like when you look at organizations, you look at the players that they go after. Like if you see a 5'11" great route running white wide receiver, you're like, oh, that's a Patriot.
Yep, there he goes.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you just talk about like style. Like, it's so funny, these organizations, no matter who's in charge, no matter who the general manager is, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the owner is, there's just players that you see fitting, stylist. Like, no matter how much teams change, they stay the same.
Absolutely. Like, well, especially Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's never going to change.
No. Their identity is their identity. And you can take a look at Green Bay. And hell, even a bad team like the Raiders. Like, you know what they're going to be. They're going to invest on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to want to be one of the faster teams in the league. Like, Miami is always going to be a team that's going to rely on speed and being in the open because they play in Miami half the year. Like,
finesse.
No matter. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look around. Like, do you ever envision the Tennessee Titans not being a physical team?
Well, having watched them the last couple of years, pretty easy to vision it.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
They should be.
Like, that's kind of who they are. Yeah. Like, you look at the Seahawks. Are they going to be a team that's going to be predicated on offense ever? No. Even removed from the Legion of Boom. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at those, like, hand-in-glove fits, I look at Harmon as like, yeah, I can picture him in black and yellow and white. Like, it's not even like a remotely a stretch. And then there's some guys when you're like, if you take like a big time finesse pass rusher, God, who was the absolute freak that ended up going to the Dolphins that just did not work out? Totally blanking on him.
When what year are we looking
like 10,
at?
Like 15 years ago.
Are you talking about Deion Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You picture him like in Pittsburgh. Hell no. Hell no. Like, you just don't see that. Like, but with Harmon, absolutely. And it kind of fits what they want to do. And God, it would suck if he got there and TJ Watt left.
Boy, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that suck? That would be brutal.
Way they can let him go, right? There's just no way.
If he wants out, he's going to get out.
God, that's just...
Yeah.
That'd be like James Harrison leaving in his prime. You know what I mean? Like, he just fits.
Yep. I think they're gonna find a way to make that contract extension with him, and they're going to make him happy.
Yeah.
It was a weird social media post that we still haven't heard anything about from TJ Watt or the Steelers. It's bizarre. Maybe it just was him saying, I look good. My arms look good in this. I'm going to put it up.
You look good. A little vanity photo.
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.